was at home. And now that's kind of the history of that, but of say they had, you saw the acreage they had there, and they had their veterinarian or their man that looked after the cattle and all. He spent one day just taking Vera and I round over the acreage, and it was most wonderful. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, you ought to go to school there. I'm not going to like it. Mr. Bassett, I'm not going to tell you anymore. You ought to go to school there. You ought to go to my...
Well, I tell you, from what I was reading, I don't think they offer any graduate programs.
Oh!
They just said that they offered bachelor's degrees. I don't know. Do they offer master's degrees?
You can get it all there.
Oh, I didn't know that. From what I read, I just assumed that that was as far as...
You can go on up to the tip top there if you want to. And they begin with you at the bottom. They're trying to get it. Now, I don't think they quite had the little bitty fella there, but they was trying to get you to begin with you and finish you up. That's what they're working on.
I see.
Now, I think they've got to... You'll be all right if you graduate there. I'm not going back on my school.
Well, maybe I can do some work there. They let you go around the different schools, you know, nowadays and pick up something.
Well, you pick it up from Mount Berry.
I'd like to go over there just to see it from what you've told me.
I'm not going to give you any more information if you don't go over there.
Okay. I promise you I'll get over there someday or another.
Okay. You go over to Mount Berry. That's okay. My school.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you about some different types of trees that grow in this area that you could tell me about.
Well, we have the elm. And the pecan, and the hickory nut, some walnuts, not too many. But you see from my lumber up there, we have.
Right.
Now that grew on the banks of Suffern, walnut. Cedars, locust, old bordard. Used to have a lot of bordard. Been cut out because of the fine lumber, of course.
What's that again?
Bordard.
I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with that?
No.
Oh, that's one of the hardest woods that grows. Bordard. B-O-I, you don't have to spell it?
No, ma'am.
Well, let me spell it for you. You write it down. B-O-I-S. Small D, separate letter. Small letter D. An apostrophe. Capital A-R-C. Now that's Bordark.
Oh.
You might call it Boys Dark, but it's Bordark.
I see.
And it's a yellow-like wood, hard. Oh, it's hard. One of our hardest woods. It takes them always to get grown, but when it gets grown, it's something.
You have these trees, you see a lot of them in Mississippi in that area. I don't know if you have them around here, but they have these big shiny green leaves and these white flowers on
magnolias.
Them.
Magnolias. Yes, we have some magnolias, but they have to be brought in here.
I see.
But they grow. Don't think they don't. They do. But I'd say they weren't a native here. They've been transplanted.
Let me ask you this. You know, used to, if a woman was about to have a baby and there was no doctor available, sometimes...
Midwife. Yes, I've heard of a midwife.
Have you ever heard her called anything besides that?
Not that I can call. Maybe you give me a name.
Well, I've heard some people call them the granny woman.
Oh, yes, they've spoken of as grannies. But you know, granny is used many times as for grandmother. Like I told you that story about Granny telling that preacher, I ain't going to do it. She was, but her better name, I'd say, was midwife.
What is the term that people around here use?